The singing of the doxology by the PCC student body begins Pensacola Christian College Chapel. At each chapel service, students have an opportunity to receive spiritual exhortation and enrichment during a time of music and meditation on God's Word. This podcast shares selected recent chapel messages from guest speakers, faculty, and staff. Welcome to the PCC Chapel Podcast.
I want to read to you some of the last words that the Apostle Paul penned as he finished up the book of 1 Corinthians. And so if you have your Bibles, take your Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians 15 is a great chapter because it deals with the resurrection. And we've just celebrated Easter a few weeks ago. And so now we're coming to the end of the semester. And you are finishing up and you are about to take your final exams. And Paul gives these words of encouragement and challenge to the church in Corinth. And I hope that these will be great words for you as well as you finish this semester up. 1 Corinthians 15:58, Paul says this. He says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Paul gives these words of comfort and challenge and encouragement to the church in Corinth as he tells them about what Christ has done for them by way of his resurrection. And so as we think about this passage of Scripture, we're going to look at three simple points today. We're going to see Paul's conclusion, Paul's challenge, and Paul's charge. Paul's conclusion is the first point. You say, why are you starting with the fact that he concludes about something? Well, he comes to a conclusion, and the conclusion is the verse that I just read to you. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Listen, because of Christ's resurrection and because of what Christ has done for us, by way of the cross and the empty tomb, we're to be steadfast, unmovable, and abounding in the work of the Lord. And these are great words for us today, especially you, where in the situation that we're living in the times that we're living in, we're to be steadfast and unmovable and abounding in the work of the Lord. The word steadfast carries the idea of being firm. And you and I need to be firm in what we believe in. We're living in challenging times. You've seen this. You've heard this. You're in it right now. And we need to be firm in what we believe. You never know how God will use a difficult time like now for the gospel to go out. And Paul says, be firm, be steadfast, unmovable. Because of the resurrection, because of what Christ has done, he encourages us to be this way. He says, be unmovable. Carries the idea to be steadfastly, to steadfastly stand in the midst of these times. Our work is not just to do God's work, but to abound in God's work. You know, you think about it, students. God has a work for you to do. God has a calling on your life. And regardless of the circumstances around you, God wants you to abound in that calling and in the work that he's called you to do. Paul ends chapter 15 with this great verse. He concludes because in his mind, Paul has concluded, I am going to abound. I am going to stand. I am going to be unmovable. I am going to be steadfast in what God has called me to do. Now, he doesn't end 1 Corinthians at the end of chapter 15. There's chapter 16. So I want you to see the second point that Paul challenges the Corinthian church. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Look at verse 9. So number one, we see Paul's conclusion. He concludes in his mind, be steadfast, be unmovable, be always abounding in the work of the Lord. because our labor is not in vain. Look at what Christ has done. He is risen from the dead. He's alive. Now look what he says in 1 Corinthians 16. Look at the challenge that Paul went through. Look at verse 9. He says, "For a great door and effectual is opened unto me, and there are many adversaries." So he looks at his surroundings. He knows what Christ has done. He knows that the victory is ours through Christ. But he also recognizes, as he looks and as he finishes 1 Corinthians and pens this letter under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he also recognizes that there are many adversaries. What was he talking about? Well, if you look at 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 1, a collection would be taken for the church, particularly in Jerusalem. They were going through hard times. They were an impoverished church. They did without. They were a church that, for all practical purposes, had very little. And so Paul commissioned the church. He challenged the churches in Galatia, including the church in Corinth, to take up a collection. Let's take up some money and let's send it to this church in Jerusalem. And so Paul challenged the church in Corinth. He challenged the churches in Galatia, chapter 16, verse 1, to take up this collection. He was burdened for them in their distress. But when Paul penned these words, he wasn't in Jerusalem. He wasn't in Corinth. In fact, if you look at your Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 8, he was in Ephesus. The Bible says this, "But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is opened unto me." He says, listen, I'm penning these words. I'm not with you. But there is a great, great challenge before us. There is a challenge to help these churches that are struggling. And there is a great door that's opened, even though there are many adversaries around us. And so we see this challenge that Paul gives to these churches, and particularly calls the church in Corinth. And then lastly, we see Paul's charge. And I want you to look at verse 13 of chapter 16. Again, we're winding down 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. Look what he charges the church in Corinth to do. He says, "Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, and be strong." And that's our challenge for today. There are some interesting words or phrases in verse number 13, "Watch ye" carries the idea of being spiritually alert, to be on guard, to be vigilant. He says, "Stand fast in the faith." It carries the idea to stand or to persevere. And then he uses a phrase here in verse 13 of 1 Corinthians 16. He says, "Quit you like men." This phrase literally carries the idea of having bravery like a mature man would do. And so he says to the church in Corinth, he says, be brave, be mature like a man. And then he says, be strong. He ends the challenge or the charge with this phrase, be strong. And it carries the idea of to be firm or resolute. And that's the challenge or that's the charge that Paul gives to the church in Corinth. And that should be our charge today. Listen, in the midst of everything that's going on around us, we should take to heart Paul's conclusion. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And then we should see the challenges that Paul faced and the challenge he gives to the church in Corinth. And then we should take the charge that Paul gave to the church in Corinth in verse 13. And we should have that same resolute in our hearts today in the midst of everything that's going on. You know, I want to close with this thought. Where I live here in Pensacola, my wife and I live north of the college, and our neighbor across the street is a doctor, and he's a doctor for the Navy. He works on the Navy base here in Pensacola. And a couple weeks ago, he came to my house, and he said, Mark, I want you to pray for me. He said, I have gotten orders to go to New York City to help with the coronavirus and to work in the hospitals. He says, I'm scared to death. He said, will you pray for me? And I was able to pray with him and challenge him and encourage him. There are people all around us today that are just like him, that are in desperate situations. And may God help us to reach out to them and be a difference maker in their lives, especially in these challenging times that we live in. May God give us the grace to do that. And may God give us the grace to help others in these times of difficulty. And students, we're praying for you as you finish out this semester, and may God bless you.
You've been listening to a message from Pensacola Christian College Chapel. You're welcome to pass this sermon along to others. Please don't charge for it or alter it without written permission from Pensacola Christian College. For additional information about PCC, visit us online at pcci.edu. Pensacola Christian College, empowering Christian leaders to influence the world for Christ.